This is Jean McMillan interviewing Jean Wardell at her home, 87 Cobble Road, Salisbury, Connecticut. The date is Monday, November 28, 2011.
What is your full name? Jean McMillan Wardell. And where were you born?
I was born in New Haven, Connecticut.
May I have your parents' full name?
My mother is Josephine Deegan Degnan, my father, Thomas Joseph Degnan.
And do you have siblings?
Yes, I have three. I have two brothers and one sister, Tom and Jack, and my sister is Pat.
Do you have children?
I have three children.
And what are their names, please?
My daughter's name is Lisa, and my sons are Daniel and Ricky.
Where were you educated?
I went to St. Mary's Academy in New Haven for high school and St. Joseph College in West Hartford, and I got my master's at the Western Connecticut State University in Danbury.
How did you come to this area?
My husband took over the National Iron Bank home office in Falls Village, and we moved up here to be in the neighborhood.
How did you get involved with Little Scholar School?
My children were 4, 6, and 2.5, and I decided I wanted to use some of my educational skills, and I opened a nursery school, and the youngest one came with me to nursery school.
Did you start the school, or did you buy it from someone?
I bought the school from Ellen Nelson, and what I actually bought was her good name of a running play group, and it was held in the Masonic Lodge in Lakeville, and I made it into a nursery school. The curriculum was a little bit different than the play group, but I did buy it from her.
How many students did you have in the beginning?
Well, because it was a running play group before, I inherited the children that she had and then added, of course, and we started off with about 20, went up to 26 at one point, and then as the years went on, we varied around that.
And what were the ages of the children?
Children were 3.5 to 5.
And what time and days of the week were you in session?
We had session 4 mornings a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and the times were 9 to 12.
Did you have any assistants?
Oh, yes. I always had at least two assistants, sometimes an intern, somebody that would be going to college and wanted to get some experience with young children, would come in and give us a helping hand, but there were always two assistants with me.
Where did the children come from?
They came largely from Salisbury and Lakeville, and then the surrounding towns of Sharon and Canaan and even Kent and Millerton also.
How long did you own the school?
Well, it was in 1968 that I bought the good name of a running school playgroup, and I sold it in 1982. So it was about 14 years.
To whom did you sell it?
I sold it to Leslie Allen and Sharon Hurlbert.
Is the school still going?
Unfortunately, I have to say no. Just this summer it closed for lack of enrollment, and there is a day school, now a play group that goes for the entire day, and mothers sent their children there now because their needs are different. They're working and want a whole day program. So the two women that started it are no longer there.
Did it conflict with the Housatonic Daycare at all when you started your school?
No, because the Housatonic Day Center hadn't started. And then as time went on, of course, they even called and said, oh, we're going to be competing with you in a sense for the times for children to come to school, but it didn't really hurt me. Mine was a different type establishment.
Now, you talked about lessons. What were some of the things that you did for motor skills for these children?
Well, certainly we had lots of play equipment. We had an outdoor area, swings and slides and sandbox. Inside we had block building and activities that they could use their motor skills and develop them.
How about creativity? How was that fostered?
Well, we had art and music, and we went on trips, such as walking trips to identify leaves and trees, and we'd always discuss things afterwards and get ideas of how they could reproduce what we just experienced in art form.
Now, you told me about a study that you did about the effect of television on children. Would you refresh my memory?
Well, there's an association called Action for Children's Television. It's out of Boston. And they, I had subscribed to their magazines and any information that they have. And so I decided, with the information I had from them, to investigate on the effect of TV on children. And so what we did was parents eliminated TV from the children's day's activity except for 1 hour a day right before dinner, preferably because mothers are busy preparing meals. And so they didn't watch any television except for that on the 5 days of the week. And then pretty much on the weekend, the parents had to choose what hour they wanted to have the children watch. So the effect over a period of 3 months was written down. I noticed little changes in the children's activities and their interaction with one another. And I noticed that they became more industrious with some of the games and the activities that we had that they could play with individually, particularly those kids that were, you know, full of pizzazz and kind of boisterous and all. They interacted with the other children in a different manner, and some of the kids went in the corner and worked on things by themselves. Mind you, over that period of time there couldn't be major changes, but it was an awareness on my part that there was an effect of the programs they were watching on TV and in their behavior. So we met after the study was done with all the parents, and I shared with them the things I'd noticed, and then the parents decided that they would like to, largely mothers, decided they wanted to continue this with the children and not have them watch as much TV as they had been watching before we did this. So the outcome was positive.
If we were doing a similar study today with computers, do you think there would be a similar effect of computers on children's sociability?
Well, I think, first of all, it'd be very hard to eliminate computers, because they have them on their cell phones, they have them in every room in the house. But I certainly think that they'd have to develop more industrious things to do if they didn't have it. But it would be a different matter today. You know, we've come a long way since that time in those 20 years.
In reviewing the years since you've had your school, how do you think the town has changed toward children and children's activities?
Well, the town has recognized the need for starting children early in some kind of educational program, and that's why the daycare is so popular, because if a child goes to kindergarten now and does not have any kind of group activity or individual development like they stress in the daycare now, and I certainly stress, the child is behind the eight ball when they start school. So there's a recognition, it's not only the town, everybody knows that a child that has had some education before they start kindergarten is far better, in a far better position to start learning on a higher level.
Is there anything about your school that I haven't asked or you would like to add to this interview?
Well, I enjoyed it I enjoyed the years that I worked with young children, and it certainly led me to go into the field that I went into after I left, which was getting my master's in social work and then working with troubled adolescents and their families. And it was invaluable that I had had this experience. And one of the reasons why I went into the field I did afterwards, because parents would ask me about problems they had with their children and how they can change some of the activities or their thinking or their way of handling the kids. So it, you know, it certainly was invaluable to me. And I love the kids. I certainly miss the young children, and they'll always be a great part of my life as being very happy. But I certainly was glad I went on, because I'm doing what I wanted to do since then.
It's a growing cycle.
Yeah.
For everybody.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Wardell.